Welcome back. In this lesson, we're going to build a base wobble in Ableton Live 12 that has that jungle and old-school DNB energy. Nothing too crazy, nothing over-designed. Just a focused, punchy bass line that moves with the breakbeat, keeps the low end solid, and feels ready for a proper 170+ BPM drop. The big idea here is simple. In drum and bass, the bass line is not just there to fill space. It has to do two jobs at once. It needs to carry weight, especially down in the sub. And it needs to move enough to push the track forward. If it's too static, the track feels flat. If it's too busy, it fights the drums. So we're aiming for that sweet spot. Controlled wobble, mono low end, a bit of grime, and enough space for the break to breathe. Let's start by setting up the project. Open a new Ableton Live 12 set and set the tempo to around 172 BPM. That's a really good starting point for classic jungle flavored DNB. You can go a little lower or a little higher, but 172 sits in a great zone for that old school bounce. Create one MIDI track for the bass and one track for your drums. If you already have a breakbeat loop or a chopped amen, even better. You want to hear the bass in context right away, because in DNB, solid sound design can be misleading. Now let's build the actual bass sound. On the bass MIDI track, load Waveitable. Start simple. A saw wave or one of the basic shapes is a great beginner move because it gives you a strong, easy to control foundation. If you want a little more edge, add a second oscillator with the same or similar waveform and detune it very slightly. Just a few cents is enough. Don't go wild with unison or thick stereo spread yet. The goal is to keep it focused. Set up a low pass filter in Waveitable and bring the cutoff down to somewhere around the low mid area to begin with. You don't need an exact number here, just enough to tame the top end and keep the sound from getting too bright. A little resonance is fine, but don't overdo it. We want movement, not squealing. Here's a really important beginner tip. Keep the volume low while designing the sound. Bass patches often sound weak when soloed, but that does not mean they're bad. In DNB, the bass has to earn its place with the drums. Trust the context, not the solo button. Next, let's write the MIDI. Make a two-bar clip and keep it very simple. Honestly, one root note with one small variation is enough. This style often works better when the note pattern is restrained and the movement comes from the sound design and phrasing. Try holding one note for most of the first bar, then repeat it in the second bar and add a short extra note at the end. Or maybe jump up an octave for just a moment. If you want a darker vibe, try notes around A, G, or D. Those sit nicely in that moody jungle territory. The exact note matters less than the shape of the phrase. Think like a drum programmer as much as a melody writer. Leave space. Let the break breathe. A short gap before or after the snare can make the bass feel much heavier when it comes back in. This is one of the most important old-school tricks. Short notes often feel heavier than long ones. If every note is held too long, the bass can smear over the drums. If you trim the notes tighter, the rhythm becomes clearer and the next hit feels bigger. Now let's create the wobble. The wobble comes from movement in the filter, not from cramming in more notes. In Waveitable, assign an LFO to the filter cutoff. Start with a tempo synced rate like 1/4 or 1/8. If you want something a little more urgent, 1/8 dotted can work too. But for that classic jungle and old school flavor, slower movement often hits harder. The bass should pulse, not machine gun. Keep the modulation amount moderate. You don't need extreme movement. Small changes can sound huge in a fast track. If you prefer, you can also draw automation on the cutoff instead of using an LFO. For example, open the filter a little toward the end of bar 1, then close it again at the start of bar 2. That call and response feeling is a massive part of DNB phrasing. Now we're going to clean up the low end. Add EQ 8 after Waveitable. If there's anything too low rumbling around below the useful sub-range, gently high-pass it very low. Don't cut into the body of the bass unless you really need to. If it sounds muddy, take a little out around the low mid area, somewhere roughly between 200 and 400 HC. That's where bass and drums can start to blur together. If there's harshness in the upper mids, tame that too, but only lightly. Then add utility after the EQ and keep the bass centered. In practice, that means no unnecessary stereo width on the low end. If the bass has any spread or stereo effect, keep it under control. The sub should stay mono. That's a huge rule in bass music, especially DNB. Wide low frequencies can wreck the punch and cause problems on club systems. Now for a little grit. Insert saturator after EQ 8, before or after utility depending on what feels best. And add a bit of drive. Start gently, maybe 2 to 6 dB. Turn on soft clip if needed, and then lower the output so you don't just make everything louder. We are not trying to destroy the sound. We're trying to create harmonics so the bass can be heard on smaller speakers and still feel aggressive in the mix. This is one of those things that helps a lot in old-school jungle-style production. The sub gives you the floor, but the saturation gives the bass some teeth. That mid-range edge is what makes the wobble readable over chopped breaks. Now it's time for the real test. Play the bass with your breakbeat. This is where the track either comes alive or tells you what needs fixing. Listen for three things. First, does the bass fight the kick? Second, does it cover the snare? Third, does the wobble feel like it's locking with the groove, or does it feel separate? If the kick disappears, shorten the bass notes or move them so they leave more room. If the snare loses impact, create a tiny gap before or after the snare hit. If the bass feels too busy, simplify the MIDI or slow down the wobble rate. Don't be afraid to make the bass line less clever. In this style, space is power. Also, try checking the loop at a lower volume. If you can still feel the rhythm when the monitors are quieter, that's a very good sign. A strong DNB bass line should still make sense even when it's not blasting. Let's add a variation now. Duplicate your 2-bar clip and make one small change. Just one. Maybe the second bar ends with a higher note. Maybe the filter opens a little more. Maybe you remove the bass for one beat before the loop repeats. Small changes like that keep the listener engaged without changing the identity of the riff. A good jungle arrangement often works in phrases. One section holds tension, the next section answers it. That's why call and response is so important here. You're not just writing a loop. You're building a conversation between the bass and the break. If you want even more control, you can resample the bass to audio. That gives you the option to chop, reverse, trim, or edit the wobble like a sample. This is optional, but it's a really useful move if you want a grittier, more hands-on workflow. A lot of darker DNB and jungle sounds benefit from that audio edit mentality. Now let's think about arrangement. A DJ-friendly DNB section usually has shape. You might start with drums and atmosphere only, tease the bass in filtered form, then hit the full drop with the wobble in place. After 8 bars or so, switch to the variation. Then maybe pull the bass out briefly before bringing it back hard. That contrast is what makes the return feel massive. Remember, in fast music, small changes can feel huge. You don't need 100 layers. You need control, timing, and space. A few common mistakes to avoid. Don't make the wobble too fast too soon. Don't widen the sub. Don't overcomplicate the MIDI. And don't design the bass without the drums playing. Also, be careful with saturation. A little goes a long way. If the bass gets fuzzy and messy, back off and protect the headroom. If you want to push this further, try making a second version of the loop with one simple change. Maybe the cutoff opens more. Maybe the notes are shorter. Maybe there's a one-beat silence before the loop repeats. Then compare the two versions. Usually the stronger one is the one that feels tighter with the break and clearer at low volume. So here's the recap. Use Waveeatable with a simple waveform and a low-pass filter. Keep the sub mono and under control with EQ8 and utility. Create the wobble with filter LFO movement or cutoff automation, not by overcrowding the MIDI. Add saturator for controlled grit, and always check the bass against the breakbeat, because in jungle and DNB, the drums and bass are a single conversation. If you can make a simple wobble feel powerful, rhythmic, and clean in context, you've already got a strong foundation for jungle, old-school DNB, rollers, and darker bass music. Now go build that loop, keep it tight, and let the break and bass do the talking.